views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. I want to remind everyone that the full moon, which we experienced yesterday and we are still experiencing its energies, are in the fiery sign of Aries, and that will help us wrap up this forward-moving September 2018. Now, for many, this month has been one of the most productive months that we have seen in a very, very long time. For instance, the Posse of Angels brought to mind a children's book that I'd started years ago in 2010 and I'd never finished. Well, 2 weeks later and 10,000 words later, I'd not only completed the book, but I started on the sequel to it. This full moon, we'll see many taking action in the areas that they wish to revamp, things like our careers, our finances, diet, and exercise. These energies are definitely helping us to become, well, more aware of what we desire, and it's also giving us this burning urge to go after our dreams. You know, like all full moons, this one will intensify our emotions, and many I've heard of, it may even make some moody and irritable. Now, if you're suddenly feeling triggered and reactive, please do make sure that you take time to examine where these feelings are truly coming from. Because if we don't take time out to reassess, we may find ourselves saying something or doing something that we later regret. This will be particularly important to consider when it comes to our relationships. We might even find ourselves reassessing certain relationships and see if they are perhaps past their use-by date or if something has to be brought into alignment with them. And while this full moon may shine its intensity on things like wounds in our relationships, it is also shining its beautiful light and exposing those areas that, well, perhaps need more love, acceptance, and forgiveness so that we can all make the changes that we desire to have more harmonious relationships. With all the enormous changes that we have made in our lives to bring us to this point, many of us are feeling an urgency to open up for real change to happen in our lives. This might entail changing locations, where we live, and welcoming either romantic, career, or business partners into our lives, or even changing jobs. And with the big word in September being change, the Posse of Angels has entitled today's program, Welcoming Change into Your Life. And if making change has been always a little bit difficult for you, the wonderful news has always been that the universe supports us in absolutely amazing ways to change our lives. You know, many of us have known for a long time that we are magicians. We are actually the alchemists of our lives, and that by changing our vibrational frequency and our energetic makeup, while we carefully and consciously choose our thoughts, our words, our feelings and intentions, and we put them on what we wish to manifest, we would then draw signs on how to step forward to take inspired action to the fulfillment of our dreams. You know, everyone, I can state unequivocally, without reservation, that every client that has ever come to see me over the past 15 years in my healing practice, or I've seen on Skype or globally on different platforms at an Angel Healing House, has done so because they wished for something to change in their lives, whether they were experiencing emotional or physical unwellness, or they were needing channeled guidance from myself and the Posse of Angels to help them find direction and clarity. These were all prompted because of their current state of health and well-being, their location, relationships, career, self-worth. Something did not feel good to them in its current state, and hence they needed some answers on how to feel better and how to change. Now, in 100% of those cases, the Posse of Angels gave them inspiration, motivating steps, how they could easily change their lives by diligently making different choices. In all cases, the Posse of Angels emphasized that the client was perpetuating some choice not to change something that was out of alignment for them. Okay, for instance, they might have been making poor health choices and choosing things like smoking, drinking too much, or choosing a poor diet. And how about this one? Working all the time and not balancing that with having fun, socializing and playing, or staying in dishonoring relationships. Now, in 100% of those cases, when clients took the Posse of Angels advice and they changed some aspect of their life, then those clients began to rapidly see a difference in their reality, because when they began to change an aspect, then their lives changed. I've always stated that our lives are merely the sum total of the choices that we make. And many times, I, most probably like you, have made choices that I was not happy with, primarily because I settled for less than I so richly deserved. By following the dictates and the advice from others rather than my own heart, and compromising my heart's desires, I ended up with compromise as I limited myself to follow my heart's longings. Now, it was when I saw that the programmed way that I chose to live my life always led me to a less than desired outcome I clearly saw that every time I limited what I wished for, I pretty much ended up living a limited life. By stopping and taking a really hard look at my life, I saw that I needed to make very different choices and to change the predictable and limited way that I was living. Now, I've been asked, was it easy to change? And was it scary? What helped me tremendously was that I chose to see the change as neither hard nor easy, but I chose to see it as merely my free will to change. Now, was it scary? Well, in some ways, yes, but my limited, compromised life that I was living made me feel so gosh darn bad that it was pretty scary the way it was. So the only thing that I had to risk if I changed some aspects of my life was that it would get easier and represent a more peaceful, honoring, and less compromised way of living. I write about this very, very personal journey of mine of change in my book, which is entitled, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, in which I contrast the life of the former soul of Claire Candy, who chose limitation and low self-worth to create her life, and then the positive, joy-filled life that I consciously created after my walk-in experience occurred in January 11th, 2003. And that led me to a life of synchronicities and magical wish fulfillment. You know, once I made very simple and fundamental changes in my life as to how I would honor myself to go in the direction that my heart was urging me to go, miracles happened indeed. You know, for in the direction that my heart was really urging me to go. Because the more I trusted that I was protected, I was guided and abundantly looked after by God and the angels, I opened the possibilities for real change to enter my life. And you know what? Boy, did it ever flood in then. Firstly, after my walk-in experience, I changed what I focused on. You know, I began to take notice of allowing myself to put my intention consciously on only lovely things, on things that brought me peace and joy, gratitude, harmony, and bliss. If they were not positive, if they certainly were not optimistic in nature, I chose to change and shifted my attention to reflect only upon those things that were light, bright, and happy. In doing so, my thoughts changed, my words and feelings changed, and as a result of changing those things, something unexpected happened. The more I, Angel Ariel, focused on positive, peaceful, joyous things, it was interesting, my desires changed. Before adopting this choice to change, the former soul who was in the body of Claire Candy, well, she loved to find others to complain to commiserate with her why her lot in life was so bad because of someone else or something else. They say that misery really does love company, and she enjoyed wallowing and drowning her in her sorrow with someone who would acknowledge that she was treated so badly and that she was a victim. All this did was kept her in a perpetual cycle of blame, rehashing the past, and applauding her actions of making excuses for not being happy and by staying a victim and not changing. You know, everyone, when I chose the energies of joy and positivity, her negative, pessimistic surroundings that I found myself in, which she had created, were then turned into bright, happy, high vibrational frequency. What happened as a result of that is that I started to draw connections and opportunities, and lo and behold, those connections were bright, happy, and positive. These new resources wanted to help, promote, and support me to improve the changes in my life. By energetically drawing new resources in the way of different opportunities and connections, it actually broadened my perception and clarity as to what was possible in my life. And as such, my goals in life changed dramatically. I let go of finding reasons as to why things couldn't possibly work out. And then I opened to being receptive to the universe, co-creating and conspiring to bring me the fulfillment of my desires. You know, once my goals changed, I honored making movement to the fulfillment of my desires. I then saw how other areas of my life that were left over from the former way of living were just not in alignment with my new energetic makeup anymore. So, different areas of my life changed. For instance, my choices in foods changed. I started to be lighter. I started to eat organic, clean foods, clear, filtered water. I gave up smoking in 2003, and I began to exercise. As a result of that, my body changed. Now, as a result of feeling better and oxygenating my body with good food and exercise, my sleep patterns changed, and I slept more peacefully and deeply. The funny thing about all this is that the more I changed and valued myself, I found that other things changed in my life as well. My relationships with my family and friends became more peaceful, more honorable, and I started to draw clients to myself who valued my work and my services because I valued myself. Feeling more empowered by seeing the results of all of these changes in my life, I saw myself as worthy and deserving to ask for exactly what I desired. No more compromise. Now, this was a vast change of merely settling my whole life and compromising my desires, thinking that I wasn't good enough to have what I so richly longed for. And you know what? By asking for what I needed, I noticed that I opened up to receive. It was wonderful. As a result, abracadabra, as if by magic, God and the angels started to give to me in magical ways. I started to receive the abundance of the universe. Now, because I had changed so much in my life, I also noticed that my dreams changed. It became very apparent to me that the more I initiated change into my world, that the dreams and wishes that were made with the limiting idea of myself previously, they were now outdated and outgrown. As a result of the changes that I made, my dreams began to grow so much larger and more magical than I ever thought possible, and which led to two of my books. This one, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, and its prequel, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. This dreaming larger led to these two books becoming number one Amazon international bestsellers in 5 countries, the UK, USA, Australia, Germany, and Canada. Now, because I changed, things started to change because I dreamt bigger. Then the manifestation of those dreams turned into something so much grander, again, that I thought ever thought possible. And because each and every one of us is always changing to this very day, the posse of angels, well, they are giggling, they're laughing, as they know that by fully opening ourselves to be the wonderful, unlimited, unrestricted beings that we can be, then we open up to unrestricted possibilities that change has to offer us. We then set the stage in our hearts, our vibrational frequency, to co-create even more miraculous changes. You know, you don't just get to a level and stop. Then you step up. Looking back over my past 15 years since my angelic walk-in experience, I can clearly see that everything and anything that formerly held me back, did not honor me, that made me feel bad, and that limited me, has since changed. And it all started from that one decision to make changes. And to make change my one and only priority in my life. As a result, my once limited life is now so full of things that are miraculous. You know, when it comes to change, I agree with Charles Darwin, who said that it's not the strongest of the species that survives. It's not the most intelligent, but the one most responsive and adaptable to change. And even though we know that we would like to change some aspect of our lives, what actually stops us from making changes? Why is it that some people are afraid of change and others seem to go with the flow and they actively invite change into their lives? I believe that it all comes down to how much we are willing to better our situations, no matter what. First, nothing can be accomplished by not moving forward. And the nature of life is that it's always shifting, changing, adapting, and growing. All we have to do is look at the seasons, the tides, the weather, just like Mother Nature. If we do not grow and adapt, we will remain stagnant, stuck, and really nothing of value can be accomplished when someone is stuck. To learn to embrace change, one must choose a different perspective, a different way of viewing a situation. One learns to embrace change by developing another way of viewing and deciding whether to improve it or not. So change could come down to a different attitude and a different perspective and perception. One of the most helpful things to me when it came to change was to accept that absolutely nothing lasts forever except our divine eternal natures. When I chose to accept this fact, I opened myself to allow for change along my journey of life. My greatest struggle occurred when I did not accept and I resisted taking responsibility for my current created reality. Once I did that, once I looked around me and saw what I'd created, then I thought, well, if I created this, which was true, then I can make changes to create a different reality that is more in alignment with who I am now. Working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, these past 15 years, I can see the extraordinary results of opening ourselves to accept our energetic contribution in getting us to where we currently are. And then knowing deep within me that if I do not like my present condition, then I can change my energetic frequency inside, and then the focus changes, and then my reality changes. And so I want everyone to think about change in these changing times, very changing times, and think perhaps where you could consciously change things in your life if something change for change's sake is not necessarily a bad thing, but look at the ways that you can change and make little changes or big changes in your life if something is out of alignment. And to get a little bit more of a message, I went to my spirit animal cards. And who better to help us to welcome change into our lives but the beautiful butterfly? There's the beautiful butterfly. The energy of the butterfly is here to help us in this great time of change and transition for so many. Since air is the element of the heart, a lot of the times this change has to do with our relationships, not only with the relationship of others, but possibly our greatest relationship, which is our relationship with ourselves. Is reminding us that all, on some level, entail some amount of, well, discomfort, and getting used to and comfortable with the new. The butterfly is reminding us, do not struggle, and to be kind and gentle and patient with ourselves through times of change. In fact, allow those valued friends and families of yours to wrap you in a safe and secure cocoon to support you in changes that you're undergoing. You can open up and actively allow for grace to be a part of your transition in life. You recognize that you're working with the divine in every single moment and will more readily accept change and transition into your life, lifting your spirits and helping you to fly. So thank you, Mr. Butterfly, for flying in today and helping us. Everyone, you have been listening to me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my amazing angelic family, the Posse of Angels. So see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. And you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you just joined us, we have been speaking about welcoming change into our lives. I also touched briefly on the full moon of yesterday on the 24th, which is in that fiery sign of Aries, helping us to action the burning desires within us, and getting us all fired up to welcome change into our lives. Let's go to our callers and see how they are dealing with change in their life. Our first caller is James in Florida. James, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Claire?
I am very well. Have you noticed things changing in your life?
Things are definitely moving, and I am completely open to it, I tell you.
Many of us feel like, it's been a long time coming.
Amen.
we almost can't believe it. It seems almost surreal, like we have to pinch ourselves or tell it to people to make it seem even more tangible. I, for one, have been screaming at the posse of angels for a very long time. You know, if I'm supposed to write books, if I'm supposed to be doing this, I'm supposed to be doing that, then something needs to happen. And crickets, you know, absolute crickets.
And so,
and, you know, and I would say, send me clients or do this or do that. And they'd go, that's nice. Go write another book. And crickets. So now that things are moving, it just seems, like I said, so surreal. So I was also told, James, that many of us weren't allowed to move forward. We might have been early, and we can only move forward as a conscious collective. And so... We were waiting for others to get to that stage also. So it's like drumming our thumbs and being creative and trying not to lose our cookies and, you know, all that stuff.
Wow. That makes sense. That makes total sense.
Yeah. So not to blame others who might have been not... more along the path or whatever. It's not blaming anybody for it, but we are one. We are one entity. We are one humanity, if you want to call us that. And we could only move forward as a collective. So what things have been going on in your life?
Oh boy, I am looking forward to making another career shift. And this time a wholehearted one. And I think that it reflects a lot in my love life, too, actually. I think my love life and my career life are still in sync for some reason. And I am just open to what the positive angels have to say about this.
Okay. All right. Well, the posse of angels want you to think back over the last 5 to 10 years. Have you been actioning things on a creative level that you love doing?
On and off, in all honesty, on and off. I've let responsibility, my responsibility to others kind of take precedence.
Mm-hmm.
So on and off.
Okay. Well, they're saying that you were actioning the first part of our mission. And the first part of our mission was waking ourselves up to being conscious beings, and then getting as many people by self saving, helping, and enabling people to become conscious as well. It's in our DNA to do that. It's actually written into our contracts to help, save, and enable on the first part of our mission as many people as possible. And we did this to the detriment of our our psyche, our sinew, our money, our, you know, all those things that we compromised. But in the last, since 2012, that mission changed to put more focus on and turn the mirror back on ourselves, on our creativity. And the more that we can action that creative seed that we co-created with God's source to plant in our soul, that was to bring forth those things to help us to serve the divine inside of us and then to serve others outside of ourselves. So the reason that they're bringing this up is they're saying, take a look at those things that made those creative things that really made your heart sing. And I don't know if you can pinpoint those or voice that when you were doing them, you lost all track of time. You probably would do them anyway if you weren't getting paid for it. Because this nourished your soul.
That's good. That is really good.
Okay. Yeah. So they want you, whatever that is, or those things are, because it could be more than one, they want you to do this exercise. I love when I share this exercise with people. You may not know what this looks like, but certainly God and the angels know what it looks like, okay, or what it could look like, because there are limitless possibilities. You're to sit for maybe 10, 15 minutes. You can do this several times a day in your quiet reflection. And you can, at the top of your voice, say, thank you, God, for my new career. You could say, thank you for my new love. But let's start with the career. I get to work. And by saying thank you, you've already affirmed that it's yours. You no longer have to wait. You no longer have to want, because it's already there on the etheric plane. Thank you for my extraordinary job, opportunity, or career. I get to work with like-minded people. I get to be financially remunerated for what I love doing. I get to work in a great atmosphere, and I get to be passionate and excited and enthusiastic about what I do. And then drop down to your heart with gratitude and appreciation and feel what that feels like. Every single day to be able to do what you love doing and feeling abundant and then abundantly receiving from the universe. This will change the energies inside of you. Now, you can also do this with love as well. I recently spoke with somebody who had been waiting for a very long time to connect with a loved one, a beloved partner, and they said that they were still waiting. And I said, well, if you're waiting, you're always going to be waiting. Affirm to the universe that he is already yours. You just haven't completed those frequencies and matched those frequencies of the universe to bring that person to you. And when they said thank you and they visualized, you know, I speak about this in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, how my beloved twin flame Pete and I met. And it was 6 months before that I wrote my decree about him. We travel the world together. We are the best of friends. Nothing is more important than the relationship. And then I visualized us walking hand in hand on the ocean, in front of the ocean, and tickling each other and laughing and giggling. And then 6 months later at a Come As Your Favorite Rock Star party, he went as Elvis, I went as Stevie Nicks. We met each other, and then 5 days later, he asked to marry me. He was everything that was on that list. Wow. I thunk him into physicality because I didn't put any emphasis on him not being mine and I'm being his. And this is a divine union, so that the more you can affirm this, the more you bring it into your physical realm. Mm. Let's go to the cards and see what's going to come out for our lovely James. I can feel your excitement and your level of enthusiasm having shifted just since this conversation. In now that you feel more proactive. You feel more like you're the alchemist creating your energy rather than waiting. Go to the cards.
I agree, yeah.
What comes out. First card that comes out for you is the Four of Pentacles. Now, the Four of Coins, Four of Money, Four of Material Goods. This is the sign of not holding on so tight. And what the Posse of Angels are saying to you, James, is please let go of expectations and attachments as to what needs to show up so that the most divinely driven thing for your soul's growth can show up in the most magical, synchronistic, and miraculous of ways. So let go of those attachments.
Wow.
The next one that's coming in for you is the Two of Swords. Be happy. Be happy and at peace when this comes in. And don't allow yourself to compromise and settle for less than you so richly deserve. And the last one that's coming out for you is the Knight of Swords, which is the taking action cards. Please allow yourself to get excited and go with your intuition. And they're saying that once you release the attachments and the expectations as to how things should turn up, then it allows for the miracles to really happen. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it has. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Take care, James. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that really does go for all of us. Release the attachments and expectations as to how you think things should come in. And it allows, by changing our thinking, then it allows for the limitless possibilities to come in. Let's go to our next caller. We have Jessica in New Jersey. Jessica, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Well, it sounds like you're doing well.
I am doing well. And what's happening with you?
Well, I started traveling for work, which I'm very excited about and grateful because I've been wanting that for a long time. So that has started happening. And yeah, really awesome. And after I got back from the trip, I know this is all helping me grow and I see how it's like clearing out old stuff for me. But yet I still have these moments that, so like basically everyone had, like I was doing different sessions and teaching and everyone was like, oh, it's wonderful. It was great. And then the energy sort of shifted towards like the end of my trip. I was there for like a week. And the energy has been weird since I got back. Like I'm saying, from the people who attended, and I know that like the different things come up for them. And that sort of like triggered my stuff. Things came up for me then about
right.
like being rejected and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been working through that and like focusing on loving myself more. And with that said, it still sort of sits in my mind. I don't know if you could answer this, and I know you're going to say it's not important, but I'm just sort of like wondering, like, what happened? It's sort of like, it feels like, you know, did they have a meeting about, like, something was weird about my class or about, because, like, I sent out an email and, like, almost all of them did not even open the email, like a follow-up. So it's just, and some people unfollowed me on social media. It's just been, like, really sort of strange.
Okay. First of all, you can't determine how people are going to accept the message, what they're going to do with it or how they're going to perceive it. They could be welcoming it at one time. And because it works, you know, as you know, with healing and messages, sometimes it works as a detox and you want to slay the messenger rather than go through the detox of looking at your own stuff that's coming up. So you really can't determine that. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying. If this is happening, two things, either it's stealing you to just be the messenger and not be attached to fulfilling your ego, your identity as to how people need to react to it. It could be a sign that it's time to switch tracks and to do something different. They can't determine that. They can't determine that. You are the only one, Jessica, that can determine whether it's time to go in a different direction and do something different, or if it's just that you need to maybe not even get a thicker skin. Because, you know, recently I went on my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is also available as an audiobook on audible.com. And I went on there and, you know, I got five stars. And then somebody gave me a one. I mean, and I looked at it and I thought, I said, one? Then no, and just a rating, there was no review for it or anything like that. And I said, that person, like we all do, is playing the human. They're allowed to have their perceptions, their thoughts, their attitudes, whatever that is, and that's perfection for them. It has nothing to do with me. And so in that moment, I was able to bless that, say thank you for it, and completely release it. And it had no trigger and it had no reaction on me. And it was just, okay. And the Posse of Angels applauded and they said, that's good. That's good. You know, because you shouldn't allow yourself to swing too far when somebody gives you a 5 stars and says you're doing a great job. And then somebody gives you a 1 or a 0 or whatever and says, you know, you're crazy and we are not in alignment with what you're doing. So, That's the twofold message from the Posse of Angels. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for us.
Right. I definitely have gotten better than I have been in the past. I think it's just because it happened with so many, it seems. I mean, no one said anything to me. You know, it's all an illusion.
Yeah.
But it just because it happened with so many of them saying it was so great. And then afterwards, it was, like you were saying before, cricket. So
yeah.
It's just sort of like, that's what sort of kind of hurt a little bit again. And it's like, all right, well, I'm working on disconnecting again. But it's just, this has been a long process for me to keep disconnecting what other people think of me.
Well,
I want
it
to be complete, you know, like for me to be good.
Some people, it's a lifelong thing because we are brought up and we are programmed to get our identity from external things, what people tell us, groups, organizations, communities, families, everything like that, television, and when we get our identity from ourselves, you know, just like as little children, we become, it sits happier within us when we don't allow ourselves to be torn apart by so many different opinions. By others in our lives. The first card that's coming out for you is the Three of Pentacles. And even before this card came out, I tuned in and I said, you know, is this teaching Jessica to be more thick-skinned? And they said, no, it's actually showing you that it's time for you to go into a different direction. And I'm going to take maybe 2 minutes here, which is really important to say this to you and many others. If the world is shifting, If the world is shifting in consciousness, then all of us are psychic and people are waking up to their psychic awareness. So they don't need an intuitive, they don't need a spiritual teacher to help them in that department. If people are shifting, then they can heal themselves. What happens to those people who are intuitives and psychics and healers and all of those spiritual teachers, what happens to them is that they are without a profession. They are out without, you know, suddenly they're out in the cold. But this Three of Pentacles says that there is something within each and every one of us that is that spark of the creative. And they're saying this happened as a result because it is the inkling to then open yourself up to receive, to go in a different direction. They're not going to tell you what the direction is, but this is getting you ready. The next card affirms this because it's the Hermit card. This is the card of that alchemist inside of him. He's not sitting in a cave. He's taking his light out into the world and opening himself to receive to the ways that he can best serve himself. They're saying that a lot of what we've done in the last 10, 5, 10, 20 years has now, it's past its use by date. And they're saying the change is opening yourself up to enthusiastically and excitedly move forward to those new opportunities. And then the next thing that comes out for us is, I'm not surprised, is the Justice card. This is living that part of us that's the truth, that's not getting our identity from outside of ourselves, and going in a whole different direction that uses your skills, your talents, your creative abilities, but opening yourself up for that. So I'm going to go quickly to the next caller and say thank you. Thank you for calling in, Jessica.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you too. Goodbye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Valerie in Wisconsin. Valerie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your world?
Oh my goodness, you spoke of changes and everything being shaken up, and I was able to see myself in a way that I had not before, and that was without filters and without holding back what I guess I'll call personalities or personas or just energy that I've always contained. And I saw myself in a way that I'd never seen myself before. And I just want to know what your angel posse feels around this shift, because it's put me in the middle of something that I hadn't seen clearly before, but now I can't unsee it now that I've seen it.
Well, what you've done is you've opened yourself up to being a multidimensional being. The feelings and the experience of what that feels like, that expansion. And you can't go back. They're saying you cannot go back. So Valerie, what you can do with that is you can then ask God and the angels, now that I've gone through that door, now that I've experienced that, show me how I can help and serve myself with that, and also serve others to open up to their divine eternal natures, to their multidimensional beings. And they will show you. They will show you different ways or ways that you can not only nurture and nourish yourself through this, but also help others. Because if you're going through it, a lot of others are going through it as well. I can guarantee you that. So it's very, very exciting. Let's go to the cards. They will send you signs. They're saying they will send you signs on how you can move forward with this enormous revelation. It's like an epiphany that you had that I am so much grander and so much larger energetically than who I am in this space, time, and dimension. You know, I've limited myself. The first card that's coming out for you is the Four of Wands. This is the celebration card. They want you to do rituals around celebrating because you've been reunited with your multidimensional self.
Okay.
It's like a wedding that you're going through, a marriage between you, your physicality, and this grand, grand multidimensional self. The next card is warm. It's radiant. It's the Ace of Pentacles. Now this is not going. It's going to be a new beginning around your feeling of abundance, about opening up to this new marriage. And then the next card is the Star. I'm really not surprised. It shows a vast universe and that single star there. And that's who, that's the way that they want you to feel now. Like you've been reunited with all the stars in the sky, been reunited with every single bug and plant. We've been reunited with every living thing that you're now encompassing, and just keep saying, show me out. I know it does. Every single star is now within Valerie's aura, within, you're now encompassing that. And they want you to celebrate that new marriage. So I'm so happy for you, Valerie. Welcome home. And I hope that's been helpful.
It has. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you and take care.
You too. Thank you.
And that just about wraps the show for today. Thank you to all my callers. If you did not get a chance to get onto the callers today, please remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on this lovely Transformation Talk Radio. And that... we do take calls every single week for those free angel readings. I want everyone to know that you can get my books, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and also the lovely Angels of Faith, ta-da, on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And everyone, remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this coming week. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Love, and as always, angel blessings. Take care. Bye. Thank you.